Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. We're up to letter number 1737, dated the 24th day of Tammuz in Tavshi Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. The Rebbe is in this letter answering and giving advice as a medical advice. The person was complaining of ulcers. And so the Rebbe writes like this: I am confirming receiving your letter dated Tuesday in the portion of Matei Samase, in which you're writing about your health, the situation. You're asking me my opinion that there is a doctor who says that it's proper to make an operation. So the Rebbe says like this: generally, when you talk in the matters of ulcers, in most cases, they heal it by keeping a good diet and relaxation of emotionally and physically. So self-understood, this is the correct way, better than going through an operation, etc. However, since you write in your letter that several times there was bleeding of the blood, was bleeding, and it seems like that this is something already which is been with him for a while. It's something old by him. And also that it's difficult to keep the necessary protection, how to, the matters of eating and drinking, etc. So the Rebbe says, therefore, according to my view, you should consult two expert doctors in this field, especially in this field, and do as they instruct. But the Rebbe says to go and travel to Rochester for this purpose, I don't know, I don't see the necessity, the importance of that. Because in Chicago, I guess that's where he lived, you have experts in this field. Why should you go and travel and go on the trouble of the traveling is difficult, additional expenses. May Hashem give those doctors that you will ask them the proper idea, put in their mind the right idea. So from that, it will come to fruition the Torah ruling. What does the Torah say? The Torah says that a doctor has permission, which also means he has the power to heal. So, which means, as long as the doctor gets the right idea from Hashem, he uses that power to heal the person. The Rebbe says, look further, referencing in the Tikkuni Zohar, Tikkun Yutes, Memom and Beis, in the specific language, you say, from potential to actuality, so that they the potential that they have the right to heal, they will actually heal. And Rebbe says to look over there. May Hashem merit that you should be able to give good news from the bettering of your health situation, and that you are adding with strength and vigor to inspire, to influence your community and your surrounding, to bring the hearts closer to our Father in Heaven by strengthening the three kavim, the three parts of Torah, Avoda, Gemilus Chasodim, the study of Torah, prayer, and acts of kindness, and they should be illuminated with the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chasidus. The Rebbe also encloses the booklet and also the write-up that has been published in connection with the redemption and auspicious days of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz that have passed. And the Rebbe says, notwithstanding the fact that this is connected to Yud Beis and Gimel Tammuz, all year is really the time for it, and therefore the Rebbe said it would be appropriate that you should use that while you are in the hospital to give and to benefit this also to your neighbors that are in the hospital. And we never know. We never know what Hashem's goal is. Hashem brings you in a certain place, and maybe that is the ultimate intentions was what brought you to that hospital was to share this words of inspiration that the Rebbe is enclosing to him. And the Rebbe says, and once you finish that mission and guf, so automatically all the secondary, your health, everything goes after the main, and you'll, you know, be healed with blessing for a speedy recovery. So basically you see over here, first off, the Rebbe says preference is to give healing not through operation, through less invasive ways, through relaxation, through proper diet. Then, second, if that's not, you should always ask two professionals in that field. And the Rebbe says you don't have to go look professionals somewhere else. It's okay to go to professionals locally, because the Rebbe says, anyways, the doctors need to get the idea Hashem should inspire them, because it all comes from Hashem, and He gives them the idea. So it almost seems like, so you don't have to travel and spend money and the trouble to travel to elsewhere, but you can sit home and get the experts at home, and God will give them the proper ideas to heal you. And the Rebbe says, always utilize wherever you come to for Torah. And maybe this was the mission, and therefore as soon as you will share with the other people in the hospital, your neighbors, maybe you have fulfilled your mission, and then you'll get all better. That's, you know, that's Rebbe's advice.